Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
If you have character flaws, it always shows up under pressure. Character is shaped many times by the relationships that you have. Who you hang with, I think it was Benjamin Franklin said, is who you'll hang with. You better watch out who you hang with. Some of y'all are considering getting up moving right now, aren't you? Shaped by relationships. In other words, when they took 70 of the prime of Judah, Daniel was in that number along with his three friends. I want you to understand, people want to compare. You know, one particular guy said, brought his test home to his mom and said, Mom, look here, I'm first in my class. She said, I'm proud of you, until she took the paper and looked at it. She said, you're first in your class with a 69? Said, you can do better than this. This is not who you're supposed to be, and you're not so smart. All the rest of them is just dumb. What I said was not politically correct. Read my lips. I don't care. When you are comparing yourself with a 69, you're not doing to the level that God is calling you to do. You don't compare yourself with other people, Paul said. You compare yourself with what God has called you to do, and that stands out of the crowd and said, I haven't yet met my purpose, but I'm sure on my way. I've often told my staff and others, boards and so forth, that wherever I pastor, if every church is vanilla, I want to be Rocky Road. Because we've got enough vanilla churches that are cowering down to whatever that it is and whatever the world wants us to do. But the devil is a liar. I came to throw some rocks in the road and say, we're going to have to get uncomfortable. But I can tell you, we're going to see a revival, because wherever there's a passion, there will be the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Come on, push your neighbor a little bit and tell him, take courage, take courage, take courage. I can assure you, if you've got thin skin, don't get on social media and take a stand. First of all, don't even offer up your opinion. There's 100 others that will beat your brains out and leave you a mess on the side of the road. Keep your opinion to yourself. If you're going to post something, put the word of God out there. They will not deny it. And if they do, they'll be made a fool. Come on, somebody. If you take care of your character, God will take care of your reputation. Pastor, they're talking about you. They're going to talk about you. They talked about Jesus. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to suffer persecution and tribulation. Your reputation is going to be challenged in the days ahead. Go ahead and wear you one of those Christian t-shirts in public. Come on, somebody. Go ahead and make your stand. You'll be lied on. You'll be mocked. You'll be slandered just like Daniel. He was slandered. He was mocked. He was outlawed by the laws of the day. They said, there'll be no more praying around here. But Daniel prayed anyway. Thank you for those four amens. That's exactly why I'm provoking you this morning, for godly character. His character was consistent. True godly character will always prevail. Godly companions and godly community, what this church is essential. There are no comparisons. Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael were the companions, three of the companions that were taken hostage from the land of Judah and taken back into Babylon. But as long as I got somebody walking with me, come on, somebody, if two of us agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. And remember the words of the Lord from 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Evil evil communications corrupt good manners. Of the 70 best and brightest of Judah, these were the skilled individuals. And Daniel never lost his godly character by living beneath the purposed standard that he held from the days of his youth. I want you to understand something. Somebody said, well, why didn't Daniel take everything can be found in that eighth verse. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. You know what that said? Before the drug addict ever tried to offer me a drug, I already purposed in myself I wasn't going to take the drug. Before the alcohol bottle came to drown it like millions of other people, before the demon of suicide ever came, before the enemy ever attacked my life, I had already purposed in my mind, I'm going to serve the Lord come hell and high water. Can I tell you, when God spoke to Daniel and said, I've chosen you to be the man, I can assure you when that took place, he stepped out of the crowd and said, I've got a higher purpose and a higher calling. I don't care what the devil tempts me with, my character is more important in the eyes of God. Understand that character lost is not easily regained. You can go down the list of individuals. What a horrible thing to lose your character. When Bernie Madoff led the greatest Ponzi scheme of all time and lost billions of people's dollars, and they're still in debt for it today. Bernie's long since gone into eternity. He'll be judged for the deeds done in the body, the Bible says. But when he stood before the judge, one of the most telling phrases and words that came out of that judge's mouth was this, and I paraphrase. He said, it's very telling for me that you stand here in front of me without, he said, normally I would have letters of character references from family members and friends. He said, I have not received one character reference on you from your family or your friends or from anybody. And that judge says that's very telling. Character lost is not easily regained. Consider the words of Billy Graham. He said this, when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, all is lost. It was Daniel's character that caused him to stay true to the changeless God while this world was changing all around him. Are you seeing the parallels of what's going on right now? Consider the fact that we're living in a pride-filled entitlement culture that celebrates wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity. We're going to shut everything down. That's all. Listen, just shut it all down. Shut it all down. We're not going to let anybody do anything. Can I tell you, they have said in the educational communities, especially those that are willing to step up, that it's doing more damage to this generation of not being able to attend in school than COVID could ever do. We celebrate worship without a sacrifice. We want to come in, lift our hands, and pull the string of a sugar daddy God without a sacrifice being laid on the altar. Politics without principle. Actions without accountability. And here's what the Theodore Roosevelt said. He said, to educate a man in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society. I like what Dwight D. Eisenhower said. A people who values its privileges above its principles soon lose both. And we're on the edge of that. How about Jesus? Let's consider his quote. He said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you become the servant of all. That does not equate, but it is the character of Christ. I want you to know your character will speak for you even in your absence. Those that have been around me, my board and my family and staff that have been around me, Pastor Jason, they will tell you, even in my absence, if there's a decision to be made, they'll say, well, this is what we think we ought to do, but I know that Pastor Rogers, boom, 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 because your character will speak to you even in your absence. Don't you think for a minute, boy, I feel like I'm preaching here to somebody. Don't you think for a minute that your kid who's getting ready to do something that they shouldn't do and they've been taught all of their life not to do it and to do something different, doesn't think about it just before that occasion the door opens up. Can I tell you, that's the divine reminder called the Holy Ghost. And if you'll put character in your house, then character will come out when the fire is burning. Because Daniel was skilled in the word of God, his gifts made room for him, the Bible says. His position, his purpose, even in an evil environment. Can I tell you, I've had more businessmen in this church tell me this over and over again. Pastor, I know it's been tough for a lot of people, but God has truly blessed my business. That's the reason why you better not blanket everything and say, well, the whole thing's going downhill. Can I tell you, it is God who steps into a vacuum like this and raises the level of the righteous to be able to be seen as the God. Come on, somebody. When God said, I'll bless you, Abraham, it wasn't just Abraham that got the blessing. Even to this day, Jewish people say to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he keeps his word to 1,000 generations. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm feeling my boldness these days. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, say that with me. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Why is that so important? Because you're going to have the characteristics of the lion. There's only two animals that God refers to and identifies them with himself. The eagle and the lion. Ooh, you can't mistake a lion for a rabbit. You can't mistake a lion for an old armadillo. You can't mistake the eagle as being a mockingbird or a cardinal. He's the king of the sky, and the lion is the lion of the jungle. With Daniel's character, that lioness character, it held him steady when kings transitioned and laws changed, even when his God and government collided.
My God.
People that put their confidence in someone becoming the president of the United States and they hung all their hope on that walked away sadly, dismayed, with their head in their hands, wondering, how are we going to get out of this mess? And January the 21st, God pulled the sky open with the sun and said, I am still on the throne. If your hope is in this world, the Bible says you're of all men most miserable. If there ever was a time for the church of the Lord Jesus, I'm not talking about those that have just been sliding in, because God has shook this thing to such a degree that a lot of people who said they were born again have fallen out of the boat. But for those of you that are here today and those of you that are watching me online, can I tell you, it's about double up time for the church to rise up, take courage in both hands, and charge out into the battle. This is the greatest day for the church. If you want to see what it's going to look like, read the book. God is going to have a church. I wish you'd take about 10 seconds and pop your hands together like you believe what I'm preaching. I want you to hear this. I'm giving you a little instruction here this morning. God did not entrust Daniel with power until he tested his character.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.